We're joined now by Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, what in the world is happening with wheat prices?
Well, somebody would say they fell out of bed. In 4 marketing days, we probably knocked about $1.25 off of wheat prices, going from $11 up in the Medford Pond Creek area down to $9.75. Now, that sounds like a lot, and it is. $1.25 is a lot of money for wheat prices to go down. But if you go back to when we had $4 wheat, that's really equivalent to going down about 60 cents. So yes, it's about 12, 15 cents. It's important, but we still got $9.75 or so price for wheat.
So quite a drop, but you put it in perspective for us. Let's talk about some of the reasons why we saw that kind of decline in just a few days.
Well, I think the biggest reason, we talked in earlier programs, we talked about the Russian-Ukraine export of wheat. Now, Russia announced this week that they're looking at a record 31 billion plus harvest coming on. Ukraine's reported that they'll harvest about 80% of a crop. Ukraine's getting storage facilities in there, storage bags, ways to store that wheat. There's rumors that Russia is moving wheat. Now, they've got wheat. They say they're going to export it. They're trying to put it on the world market. They're having trouble getting vessels. Ukraine, Turkey said they will help them export. Other countries are going to help Ukraine get that wheat out. And so that wheat's starting to move on the market, and that makes the market nervous. You've also got our crop. We're halfway up into Kansas. It is short crop, but it's a good crop, and I think that's having an impact on our prices too.
Some of the wheat we've seen looks really nice around the state, the wheat that did make it. So from here now, will prices go up or down?
Who knows what prices are going to do? I had a producer ask me when prices were $10.67, are prices going up or down? I said, I don't have a clue. I do know that $10.67 and 51 bushels is what he harvested is a doggone good price and a good amount of wheat. I'd take advantage of it. And so we're down to $9.75. That's still a good price for wheat. I would be staggering that wheat in the market. I'd take some of it. You don't know if it's going to go to $12 or if it's going to go to $8. It will move, as we've seen in the last week.
So that covers wheat. Let's talk about corn and soybean prices.
Well, we really saw all commodity prices going down. Corn prices went down 60 cents this last week and up in the Medford. This is for contract for 2022 harvest from around 0706 at Medford down to 650, around 60 cents. You look at soybeans, 463 down to 1365, took off about $1 off those prices. Prices are going lower right now, and the market is just nervous about these high prices.
So how is cotton looking meanwhile?
Well, cotton's knocked about 30 cents off of that price coming in the November time period. So it, with corn, with soybeans, with sorghum, with all your commodities, prices are going lower. We'll have to see how low they go.
All righty, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.